You're listening to the Super Expander Podcast. Aligned goals are pivotal for expansion. You don't need me to tell you that. But what happens when your flame weakens? What really happens when it totally goes out? Reignite your goals starts with awakening to the emotions that pull you further and further away. Letting go of your shame, denial, and frustration, and figuring out why your body is resisting your goals are the key to success. Regulate your nervous system, release the blocks, and reassess your path forward because your goals are ready to be reset and reignited. Hello, hello, Super Expanders, and welcome back to the show. How is your heart? How's your soul? I am super excited for today's episode as usual. This is one of my most favorite things to do is to sit down and have a conversation with you. And if you caught last week's episode, then you know that April kicked off Stress Awareness Month, and we are talking about all things stress the entire month, at least in these solo episodes. And our guests are even actually geared and paired towards supporting you and informing you and educating you on ways that you can manage stress, whether it's stress in your body, stress in your mind, stress in your environment. And today, I kind of want to talk about the idea that, so one of the things that I talked about on the last episode was how the perception that we hold around stress actually impacts how our body processes it, how it manifests in our body, whether it has a negative impact or has a positive impact, and that we don't necessarily want to remove stress. And in fact, it's absolutely impossible to remove stress from our lives. But what we do want to do is kind of start to shift the way that we think about it, shift the beliefs that we hold around stress, and start to really lean into all the practices that we have in our toolkits in order to expand our capacity, expand our window of tolerance, and really enable us to recover from the stress that we experience in our lives. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit more today, is these strategies and what that looks like in your nervous system, actually. Because while shifting our mind, our perception, and our belief around stress is extraordinarily powerful, it's not the only thing that we get to focus on. So interestingly enough, we actually have to experience stress to drop into states of flow. And that's something we talk about here a lot, is flow states, getting into flow state, and really how being able to access flow, and especially later in our life as we're aging, it is a really powerful tool for our brain aging, aging well, aging, active aging, if you will, staying a high performer through the very last days of our life. So what I want to talk about today really is focusing on the importance of our nervous system, how we need to be able to move in and out of those stress states. So nervous system regulation is a buzzword these days. And I think I'm excited that it's becoming kind of a buzzword and that people are talking more about it, because it's really important for us to educate ourselves on it. But anytime something becomes a buzzword, you do have to really start to do your due diligence and make sure that you're learning from credible resources. Because the unfortunate thing is, when something becomes trendy, everyone starts talking about it. And a lot of times people start talking about it that really are just regurgitating something that they have heard without really taking it in and understanding it or vetting that source. So one person spreading information that's not right can really have a negative impact on our collective. That's my TED talk for today. Now, let me step off my soapbox and get back to business here. What I want to talk about is the importance of our nervous system, what it is, and how to regulate your nervous system to help you manage stress. Well, it's perfectly normal for us to feel stressed or even anxious from time to time. It absolutely happens to everyone. But high stress, especially when it's prolonged, and then our body gets stuck in that state, has really negative impacts. And unfortunately, we do live in a culture where most people's nervous systems tend to be stuck in that sympathetic, stressed state, even when they're in a relaxed environment. What does that mean when we get stuck in a high stress state or the long exposure to that stress? It starts to impact our autonomic nervous system, which is the part of our body that's responsible for regulating our breath, our heart rate, our blood pressure, and our digestion. And it's really important to understand how to regulate your nervous system, how to be the driver of that nervous system so that you can take these proactive steps in order to manage stress, enhance your well-being, enhance your performance, and really start to live a more optimal life, perform at a more optimal level, and really start to feel that sense of ease in your body. So we're going to do like a mini little science lesson on the autonomic nervous system, the automatic nervous system. Yes, I said automatic because there is this part of our nervous system that does these things for us automatically, meaning you don't have to think about it. You don't actually make it happen. Although by learning to regulate, you do have a sense of some level of control over starting to soothe and slow that heart rate down, but you don't have to consciously think about making your heart beat. So I want you to start to think about your nervous system like the control center of your body. It's responsible for everything from your heartbeat to your digestion, like I said, and even the way we feel. Our emotions really actually come from, are driven by our nervous system. And now part of our nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, is extremely important when it comes to our emotional well-being. It can be divided into two main parts. That's the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Both of these systems utilize hormones to help prepare us for what our brain perceives as our needs. For example, if your brain perceives a threat, it turns on the sympathetic nervous system, which is what you've heard referred to as the fight or flight response. And the symptoms that you'll start to feel because of that are racing heart, maybe sweaty palms, and it's your body's way of preparing for this stressful situation. The parasympathetic system would kick on when the brain thinks it's the perfect time to rest and recover. This is what we refer to as the rest and digest part of the nervous system. And this is helping our body calm down, relax, and recover. And really, when we're thinking about our nervous system in this way, it's balance. It's being able to ebb and flow, move in and out. And another part of this system that's really, really important, that's like the communicator, the connector of all of this, is the vagus nerve. But we're not going to get too deep into talking about the vagus nerve here today. When things are in balance in our autonomic nervous system, sides are sending these like waves of the hormone in equal measure to kind of balance each other out, to diffuse each other, if you will, help us feel in control. So if the sympathetic nervous system pushes out too many stress hormones, we start to feel anxious. Or if the parasympathetic nervous system pushes out too much of that relaxed hormone, then we'll feel really muted, maybe even apathetic. So the larger part of our nervous system really keeps our body working, moving really efficiently. And the autonomic nervous system is very crucial and critical with our emotional health. When we encounter a stressful situation, your nervous system helps you react in an appropriate way. helps you spring into action when needed. And when it's time, it helps you slow down, recover, and help you take a step back. When our system is balanced, we're better equipped to respond appropriately to different situations. So now, picture this. You've got a tight deadline at work, and there's personal challenges going on at home, and stress is coming at you from every single direction. You would probably notice that your heart is racing, your breath is shallow. But can you imagine staying in that state all day long and how you would feel? Exhausting and taxing that would feel, especially if that was days on end where you kept waking up and having that be your experience. Your body feel like it is having to fight for its life every single minute and hour of the day. For many people, this is exactly what is happening. Can you imagine? And maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're listening and you're like, actually, that's me. Our bodies are not designed to be constantly stuck in that state under stress. And here's the thing too, outside of just the demands of work, the demands of life, we have so much information being thrown at us through media, social media, looking at screens. The modern world, like our human bodies are not designed for the way that life is today. We are adapting, and arming yourself with the tools that we're talking about today and learning about it are things that are an absolute must, because we are not designed to be living in the way that we're living. In this chronic states of stress are causing things like health issues, trouble sleeping, irritability, and that's just to name a few. In immune systems, high blood pressures, heart issues, the list goes on. So what are the signs of a dysregulated nervous system? Sometimes your body's way of responding to certain situations can fall out of sync. This off-balance state in your nervous system is called a dysregulated state. And it's a really common thing when we're immersed in this prolonged state of stress and we get stuck there. So recognizing the signs is the first step to taking charge of your nervous system and restoring that balance. So some things that you might experience if you are in a dysregulated state: panic attacks, trouble sleeping, constant fatigue, maybe even persistent aches and pains, mystery pain in your body, anxiety. All sorts of things can be the drivers of this state in your nervous system, chronic stress, which is really what we're talking about here. And some of those things that might lead to that chronic stress are, you know, working and not having it, getting enough sleep, so poor sleep habits, not eating well, not drinking enough fluids, not giving yourself enough time to that active recovery, because recovery isn't always just sleep, right? It's actually being able to do things that are enjoyable for you, getting out into nature, having, you know, a hobby that you get to engage in, social activities. And the way that life is really headed, or has been really, is this idea of just working really long hours and then doing it all over again the next day. So when we're not getting that sleep, and then not having enough time to, you know, take vacations or time off, and it really starts to take its toll on you and your body. And I know this because I've experienced it firsthand. I mean, entrepreneurship tends to thrust people into these states of dysregulation because you're so driven to build the thing, to create this life. But then we start to turn around and look at your business and you're like, wait, this is not why I got in this game. I got in this game for freedom, to be able to do the things that I enjoy. But then you end up working so hard and so long. Very common thing for executives, for CEOs, to really be burning the candle at both ends. I know a lot of the clients that I work with are founders. They're in the middle of fundraise, and it is super, super stressful from just having to show up and pitch yourself, handling the rejection that comes along with that, and just like putting yourself out there in that way it's stressful. So I want to give you a couple tangible things that you can do to pull yourself out of a dysregulated state, to start to heal your nervous system, to start to expand that capacity, to open up that window of tolerance. And when I say window of tolerance, it doesn't mean that you want to be able to just like pile on all of these stressful things. But since we can't make stress go away, and we wouldn't want it to, because stress actually is, it can be fuel. And like I said about earlier, changing the way that we think about it is a big piece too, being able to use these stressors for fuel. I mean, imagine working out is stressful for your body. We purposefully and intentionally put ourselves into this stressful state to become stronger on the other side. And so all sorts of stressful life events really have the power to do that, to expand our capacity and make us stronger. We just have to learn how to really recover from those events, to know what our edges are, right? So you want to be able to push to a certain place, like push just, you know, like when you're just like when we're working out, you don't want to stop before you hit failure. Because if we don't push ourselves to that sort of that muscle failure, then we don't reap the benefits. But we also don't want every single workout to be this crazy workout. It doesn't always have to be that way. And so our exposure to stress also doesn't have to be that way, nor should it. So we want to be able to put ourselves in situations and expand our capacity to handle it, to face it, to hold it, which is why I'm going to share these tools with you that I'm about to share with you. So the number one way for you to start to regulate your nervous system, these are habits and things that you get to adopt for lifestyle of a regulated nervous system, and that is getting sleep. Yes, I know that this sounds like really basic, but you really have to get enough sleep. Those 8 hours, 9 hours, I know I'm more of a 9 hour girl, and the impact that your sleep and wake time has is really impactful, meaning that we really want to keep as close to a consistent bedtime and consistent wake time as possible. It has huge impact. Even just by a few minutes difference, it actually impacts you. Staying hydrated, making sure that you are drinking your water throughout the day. Also, sounds super basic, but so many of us are walking around dehydrated, and the impact it has on how our body can handle and face stress, and even on an emotional level. Yes. And nourishment, right? I mean, you know that with that phrase, like, you know, you're getting hangry. We get kind of angry when we're hungry. It impacts your emotions. So making sure that you are nourishing your body and doing it with really high quality, good food. Okay. So those are the lifestyle things that we get to engage in. And there's all, of course, like, you know, moving your body, getting outside, of course, are things that are so, so important. But in the moment, if you are facing or you're feeling really dysregulated, the number one thing that you can do is to use the physiological sigh. And that is going to help you soothe your nervous system and bring you back into a more regulated state. So that physiological sigh is a two-part breath in and exhale. And I'm just going to do it for you here, and you can just listen. And it's so long exhale, double inhale, exhale. And you can do that for about 10 cycles. It has, studies have been shown that it is highly effective to regulate you in the moment and activate that parasympathetic system. Getting outside and putting your feet on the earth, literally in grass, in soil, and maybe just doing it for 5-10 minutes, the effects of the magnetic field of the earth and your body touching it it's like almost instant. And if you can't get outside to put your feet in the earth, giving yourself a somatic hug. I'm going to walk you through this one. So how you give yourself a somatic hug, you take your right hand and you put it underneath and like wrap it around underneath your armpit, like you're wrapping around underneath your armpit, pressing in to that space. So like your thumb would be in the front of your body, right underneath your armpit, and your fingertips are reaching back. You take your left hand and take that and wrap it around the right side of your body, around your neck, so that your hand wraps around to the back side of your neck, and that meaty part of your thumb is pressing just underneath of your ear. So right hand underneath of your armpit with the fingers reaching back around the back and the thumb is right in the front. Left hand underneath your ear, fingers are wrapping around, grabbing behind the neck. And so your fingers should actually land right around the backside of your neck, underneath your skull, where you feel that ridge and then that soft part. It's actually pressing into your brainstem there. And then the meaty part of your thumb is actually applying some pressure to your vagal nerve here. And so holding those two places tightly, what you want to do is let your head drop over a little bit to that right side and just start to apply some pressure with both of your hands, hugging yourself in, and just start to breathe, relax into it. And when you start to actually drop back into that more parasympathetic state, oftentimes what you'll notice is maybe a yawn. You might feel the urge to swallow. You might hear some gurgling in your stomach. Those are all signs that you are signaling to your sympathetic or parasympathetic nervous system that it's time to just kind of chill out. And one last tool is tapping. You can go through all of the meridians on your face, but a really easy, quick way to do this, and a way that maybe if you're in public won't seem like you're doing weird things, is to take your hands and cross them like a butterfly. So right hand goes over to the left side, left hand goes over to the right side, and your fingertips are just going to start to tap right on your collarbone, alternating almost as they call it a butterfly hug. And so it's a tap one side, then the other, a little tap. Yep, back and forth is how you do that. And you do that maybe for a couple minutes, and that vibration feeling into the body is going to start to bring you into your body and start to signal that rest and digest, that relaxed state. So I hope these tools are supportive for you, and that in the moments in your day when you're experiencing a little bit of stress and you need to discharge some of that energy, you can use these tools to bring you back into a more regulated, peaceful, calm state. And of course, if you're looking for some more tools to support you in this, I have a full array of resources inside of Cultivate the membership, which is really designed to help you regulate your nervous system through whatever evolution you are in your life. We, of course, have some live meetings, some live breathwork experiences, because co-regulation is one of the best ways for us to regulate our nervous system, is to get into community with other people, because our nervous systems match and mirror those around us. So getting in a room with people whom are working on themselves, where you feel supported, can do wonders for you in your nervous system. Actually, in fact, I have a completely free experience coming up on Monday the 15th. I'll drop the links into the show notes for you to grab a spot. And in honor, in celebration of Stress Awareness Month, I'm actually gifting an entire month away to everyone who registers to come to the experience. So you get the class for free, an entire free month of Cultivate. So don't sleep on that one. Go down into the show notes. There's a link there for you to join us. And I'm actually offering it at two times to make it super accessible for everyone who wants to attend. I hope that wherever you are listening to this, that your nervous system is feeling at peace and ease. And I'm so grateful for you being here with me today, sharing your time, your energy, your attention. I appreciate you so much. And if you haven't taken that moment to follow the show, I'd just reach up and hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, depending on whether you're listening in Spotify or Apple, so that you never miss an episode. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will catch you on the next episode. Like a fire needs oxygen and fuel, you're not meant to reach your goals alone. Your missing part could be as simple as finding the right community. And if it's not my community, there's definitely the right one out there for you. If you're looking for a place to start, check out the link in the show notes and let this community help you breathe in fresh oxygen.